I'm Halo.
And I'm Orbit.
And you're listening to the Room and Tech Podcast for Monday, December 6th. Well, okay, we're back. And hopefully we solved the problem where it was pausing. Maybe not. Maybe we did. We'll see. That kind of brings us into like my setup here, maybe why it's pausing. We're using a Logitech mic, and it's one of the desktop mics. It's pretty much, I'd say it's the best one on the market right now. What do you think?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same one.
USB.
Yeah, it's the same one that a lot of, I know, podcast users are using. Some of them are using the clip-on mic or a headset, and we're still pausing here. So if it pauses, we'll just stop talking, and hopefully we'll get over this somehow. I killed all my processes, but I think when it writes the audio to the hard drive, it pauses for a second. So I'm using an old P3E machine to record this with. I know, it's so great. So great.
The best microphone in the world on a $200 computer.
I know Adam, Adam Curry. You probably listen to his Daily Source Code podcast. He uses a Shure mic, and that mic's like $1,000, but that's a little bit too much to buy for a mic, I think. But I think about
$30 is pretty good.
$30 is pretty good. I thought about buying. I know somebody is using the Xbox Live mic, actually, and they say that it's really, really good quality. So I don't know how that works or anything. So if anybody's out there, email me what you know what mic you're using at lunatech43@gmail.com, and tell me what works for you. So we're probably gonna get another sound card, Soundmaster Live sound card. Yeah, we just paused again, and we'll see if that works. So, but
we probably shouldn't air this one.
Yeah, we'll decide.
We probably shouldn't air it, dude.
We'll decide later, but I don't know. We're still recording.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Whatever.
Whatever. But we'll go. Maybe we'll get some good segments where it didn't pause a lot, and we'll just cut and paste those in Acid. Oh yeah, we're using Acid 5.0 Pro. We mentioned it earlier.
And got yelled at for that.
Well. Yeah, I mean, we got to stick to the script here. Got to go in the order of the show notes.
Exactly.
No, whatever.
There is no show notes.
Yeah, you can tell this is probably pretty loosely put together here, and it is.
But, meaning 3 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we took about 3 minutes preparation for the show. I know Don and Drew, with the Don and Drew podcast, they take even less. They take like 3 seconds, but We'll get into that later, I guess. I don't know. Maybe we'll spend more time preparing next time, and it will be a lot better. Maybe not. Maybe it'll still suck.
It was rushed.
But this is our first podcast, and, you know.
Lack of time.
What are you going to do? So let's just go right into our next segment about cell phones. And there's rumor about there that Apple's releasing a cell phone. Maybe it'll be called iTalk. Maybe it'll be called something like that. We don't know. They're partnering.
I something.
It's always I something.
I love, you know.
I know. It'll be like, watch it be something like really stupid. Like, I can't even think of anything right now.
That's it. I can't think of anything right now.
I speak doesn't even like.
No,
sound
you
good.
Had it. I can't think of anything right now. Is the name of the
oh,
new
yeah,
phone?
Oh yeah, I can't think of anything right now. Welcome. You can use iTunes.com. iTunes with your iPod and your I can't think of anything right now. It all syncs up together with iSync. I suck. No. Anyway, I was thinking about some other things I could pair with man. I, but we're keeping this podcast work friendly and family safe, so we're not going to say anything more. You
hey,
can
Halo,
use your...
can you pass me the iBrisk?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Our drink of the day here for the drink of the podcast is Lipton Brisk Fruit Teaser. It's the fruit flavored as we pause again. But that's our drink of the podcast. Anyway, we'll talk about cell phones. And what cell phone do you use right now?
Samsung. Last year in November. So it's kind of old school. It's out of date, I should say. But it's still nice. Color screen, camera, all the options you can want.
Are you thinking about upgrading anytime soon?
Yes, definitely.
Are you looking at a specific model or?
Sticking with Samsung, gonna go for the new Samsung that T-Mobile offers, the landscape view.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I don't even know if that's out yet.
It is out. T-Mobile.com has it.
We saw it on Engadget. We got to give props over there for the guys over at Engadget.com. They put on a wonderful podcast, and I listen to that. I listen to every podcast from them, and we can only hope to be just as good as Engadget. And
with time,
with time, maybe we'll try
that new Samsung. It has card reader. What's that word I'm looking for? Features on it.
Yeah, we're pausing every once in a while, but it's all right. Yeah, I know. I was looking at that over on Engadget, and that looks like a really awesome phone. So we'll see. We'll see how much it is when it comes out.
$499.99, hefty price.
It'll probably be cheaper with a plan with carrier discounts.
Exactly, with a year contract or.
Speaking of which, AT&T Singular, the merger, largest network now out there. I guess we'll give a little clap to them. Congratulations, whatever. They have more phones out there, and now I currently have AT&T. What do you have?
T-Mobile, as stated before.
Yeah, and I'm happy with my service.
Me too.
So
no problems.
T-Mobile, AT&T, I guess Singular too. All good brands.
Yeah.
So we haven't had any problems.
Stay away from Sprint.
Stay away from Sprint. Sprint, definitely.
Nextel, Verizon. Not a Verizon person.
Verizon isn't that good, yeah.
But
other than that, I think we're okay. So
what kind of phone do you have again, Halo?
Well, I'm a Nokia person. I love Nokia. I think they make really good phones. I think they make durable phones, actually.
Yeah, they do.
I've known somebody who has my phone. I have the Nokia 3300. Not the old 3300 that's like a brick, but like the new 3300.
The keyboard.
Yeah, with the keyboard and everything. And it's the music player, actually.
Chingy had it in his music video about a year ago.
Yeah, he did. I remember seeing that. I saw that posted online, too. And I like it. It plays MP3s.
Didn't Jay-Z have something like that, too, out?
Yeah, he had Jay-Z. Jay-Z released the black edition. It came preloaded with his album on
it. Right.
And there was a black one. It looked pretty cool.
Going back to Jay-Z, now we have that MTV mashup with Jay-Z and LP. What do you guys think about that?
Man, yeah. Are you asking our audience?
Asking you, audience.
Well, if you'd like to reply to that question, you can email us at lunatech43@gmail.com. But
I don't know, I'm a pretty big Linkin Park fan myself, but Jay-Z, he's okay. He's not bad. I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been Snoop Dogg.
It could have been Snoop Dogg, that's right. Linkin Park, mash up with Snoop Dogg. Why?
Crawling in my yo-yo, what up, G?
yeah, something like that.
Actually, I just heard yesterday the new MTV mashup is Nine Inch Nails and 50 Cent.
Oh, that's terrible.
Ouch.
That is so bad. Nine Inch Nails is awesome. I loved them in the Quake game. Quake, by the way, is awesome. And, but...
50 Cent, 50 Cent. Come on.
I mean...
So you want to be a wankster or what?
I don't know. We're going to get a bunch of hate mail for this. You know it.
Yes.
You know it. But,
I heard this from someone I work with, an associate. So I'm not sure how correct this is, but they work in the media department of my store.
Well.
We'll see how true this is.
Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not.
We can go search it on BitTorrent.
We can. Speaking of BitTorrent, that brings us into our next segment, man. We're just so good with these, what are these called? Segways, I don't know, transitions, but whatever. Going into the next segment.
Anyway, Segway is the thing you ride.
Yeah, but it's named from Segway.
Okay,
we'll dictionary.com that later. Anyway, BitTorrent. I use BitTorrent.
I do too.
You use BitTorrent. We all use BitTorrent. I mean, it's great.
Azirius, right?
I use Azirius, yeah.
I'm still on Shares.
Charizard is great because it incorporates the eDonkey networks and the Nutella networks, which are great. I don't use Kazaa anymore. I am not officially done with Kazaa. I hate it. I don't know what I'm getting. I know that it's all virus-laden, and basically it's too hard. It's just too hard to find stuff.
Yes.
So I'm on BitTorrent. We love supernova.org. That's SUPRNova.org. As my computer goes to the screensaver. But, and that's where you find the BitTorrents.
.com and .net are scammers.
.com and .net are scammers. Make sure you go to supernova.org, and that'll be in the show notes if we ever post our show notes ever. And
if we ever have time for it.
Yeah, if we ever have time for it, and we'll give you that website.
If we get off Counter-Strike for 7 hours straight.
That's true. That'll be lunatech.blogspot.com. I think that's the first time we even said our site in the podcast.
We probably
should have said it first off. Maybe we'll rearrange the MP3 and ACID and make that.
Maybe we'll just throw this copy away. Deleted.
Yeah, who knows? But that site's not even active right now, so we'll see how that goes. But
it's anyway, been dormant for about 2 months now.
It has. We had an old site. It was Luna something. I'm not even going to say it because there was some underground shady stuff on there, and we don't want to be associated with that. So I'm not even going to say our old site. But BitTorrent is great. There's a new term out there that I heard. I forgot who coined this, but it doesn't really matter anymore because it's so popular. It's called broad catching. And basically, it's using Azurius, and you just subscribe to a show that's on TV, like Stargate or like Smallville or something like that, and it waits for it to be on the network, and it will automatically download the new episode when it's posted to the network.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I actually haven't gotten it to work. I think the plugin still needs some work for Azurius. There needs to be a more graphical user interface to do this. There's got to be an easier way. And
just say GUI.
GUI, yeah.
It's easier
everybody,
to say.
Everybody that knows, that's listening to a podcast,
knows what GUI means. Knows tech terms.
That's right. We're not in the market yet where people that aren't really familiar with technology listening to podcasts, though that would be great. And I know Adam is doing a lot of work on that, Adam Curry, and Dave Weiner, who are the founders. Mm-hmm. We'll just give props to them. And, of course, there's – hold on. We pause. But in case you didn't hear that, there's got to be the obligatory boing-oing-oing right there because, you know, every time you talk about Adam or Dave Weiner, there's – and he mentions, you know, we mentioned in the podcast, he always puts that sound effect in his
head. You know, we really need a soundboard. We need a soundboard.
And we'll play, you know.
We'll look on the DJ site, 123DJ. They have some soundboards probably.
What's the site?
Maybe 123DJ has some. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
I know they have beat machines.
And notice that we don't, like, when we say sites, we don't say www.google.com. That's just stupid.
If we say, like, Google, it's referred to .com. If we say google.net, then we're referring it to .net.
I know. I mean, we can say google.com. You know, that's fine. Or, you know, I search on something on supernova.org. But we don't need to say the www. I think that's... I mean, that's overused. And a lot of people in their podcast I've listened to, they say www, and it just gets really annoying.
It's a waste of space.
After a while. Yeah, it is a waste of space. It's a waste of breath. And it's hard to understand.
Exactly. What? What'd you say, sir?
I don't even know. So, that's almost the end of our podcast. We're going to play some music here. Some RIAA...
Friendly,
or something like that.
Quotes, friendly.
Yeah, friendly, because
you missed those quotes.
We don't know if they're going to sue us. Yeah, we don't know if they're going to sue us or not. But, you know, if they do, well, we won't be bringing you our podcast.
We are Kazaa K++ and Kazaa K++ user.
Yeah, so, you know, if they want to, you know, try to sue the millions of people that are using that that screen name, they can go right ahead. Actually, before that, I'd like to talk about the RIAA for a little bit. To say, probably in all of our podcasts, we're going to have an anti-RIAA segment. So
A good
5 minutes, maybe, you know, of just bashing the RIAA completely. And if you have any audio comments, you know, send them to lunatech43@gmail.com, and we'll play them on the air for you. And if you just want to bash the RIAA for 5 minutes, we'll play it, and it'll be great. But we don't have any audio comments right now since this is our first podcast. So we're just going to, talk about it? It sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, their latest thing they're going is they're taking out newspaper ads in, like, popular magazines like LA Times and New York Times and stuff. And these are full-pages ads where basically they're fear tactics to...
Try to scare
people from using Kazaa. And it's basically just all Kazaa. and nobody knows of the other networks. And if you say Kazaa to somebody, they automatically think that you're doing something illegal. And that's stupid. Most of the time, if you even say MP3 to somebody, they think you're doing something illegal. Mm-hmm. Because the RIAA has so made that MP3 into something so negative connotation that you can't even say, oh, I'm listening to an MP3 without somebody thinking that you're breaking the law in some way. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be released in an MP3. And basically, we're saying, you know what? You can do whatever you want with it. You can put it up on BitTorrent. You can put it up on Kazaa. You can burn it however many times you want. And we don't care. This isn't copyrighted or nothing. We might play some copyrighted songs in there. And it might be illegal for you to share those. But unless you extract the song, cut it out of our podcast, and only share that song, I don't think there's a reason why we can't play a song in the middle of our podcast. And that's our podcast for December 6th. Thank you. I had no idea what the date was, and I just recognized
it. Track.
How long have we been running here? It's been about 40 minutes. I think it's been about 40 minutes. Well, we're going to try to keep them 40 minutes long. So that's our podcast here. We're going to Tech Podcast for December 6th, 2003. And I'm Halo.
Orbit.
And good night.